say the husband's a kain and the wife dies first, the husband has the right to be matama to her. What's the klal here? Harei kishtel chodaver. She's considered like your wife 100%. Ela only shein atzricha menu get sheni. And we only say she does not need a second get. Since you already gave her a get, and this get is going to be chal right before you die, so shein, you don't have to give her another get like to be matara liyibum. When the husband dies, she will not fall to yibum. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, "Bilosay tluya." No, if some another man lives with her in between, he should know it's a bia tluya. We have to wait and see. So Rashi says, "Hadava tolui atchiyamis." We have to wait and see until he dies. Or yachiyamid michalazer, unless if he gets well from the sickness. If the husband ends up dying from the sickness, so then we say the get was chal mashma at the beginning. And therefore, whoever lived with her in between is potter. So the Rav Meir Mashle, where Meir learns Pshana Mishnah means, Me'ez Shani Boilam. When the husband gave the get to his wife, and he said to her that the get should be Me'ez at the time, Shani, I'm still in the world, Hainu Mishas Nesina. According to Rav Meir, the husband meant to say the get should be chal from right now when I'm giving it to you. In other words, when he dies later, it's Igloi Milsa, that the get is chal b'shas he gave it to her. This is what the husband means to tell his wife according to Rameya. Hareza gitcha me'ato. Shani boilam, because I'm alive right now. Imesi, but I'm making a condition, it's only if I do die. Before I die, like, and if I don't die first, if you die first, then the get is not chal. Hilka kishim, it's only when the husband really dies. Then we say, Gloi milsa, it comes out that we see clearly now from before. The grusha havoyi bishas bia. That the man that lived with this wife in between, he's not chayiv misa now that the husband died. Because once the husband dies, now he says, consider like beforehand, when the husband gave her the get, that's when the get was really chal. So this man did not live with an eshes ish. V'yim loy meis, if the husband does not die, habo le bechatis, then the second man that lives with the wife is chayiv misa. V'dire b'shoigit. Chayiv chatis, v'dire b'shoigit. That's what Hitzah Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Bilos Etluya. We have to wait to see if he dies or not. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that way. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The get is only chal a minute before he dies. But for sure, the man that lived with the wife beforehand is chayiv misa. Rabbi Yosi says Bilos Sofik. Yosi knows a third cheetah. It's called a Sofik. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Likishayamas. Even when the husband dies, still it's a suffix what halacha the man has that lived with the wife in between. The mashmaleh, because according to Rabbi Yosi, what does the lashon mean of Shani Boilam? Means like this. The mashmaleh, Me'ei Shani Boilam, the time when I'm alive, Omiya Mesafkalei, Al Shaz Bia. Still Rabbi Yosi has a suffix at the time when this new man lived with this wife, Igrusha Voyiloi. At that time was she called Igrusha not? Shema, maybe Zui Shasuri Lismach Lamisa. Maybe this is the time right before he's going to die. In other words, at the time when the man lives with his wife, at that time it's a suffix to us, maybe the husband's going to die the next minute. So then it will come out that when the man is living with the wife now, he's not doing an Avera. But that's only a suffix if the husband will die the next minute or not. So when the man lives with the wife right now, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's called the Suffolk Avera. Shema Einazu. Maybe no, this man is not going to die the next minute. V'yena Gerusha, then she's not a Gerusha. Hilkach, therefore, in Yomus, even if the husband does die eventually later on, maybe Abu Le'oshem Toli. All this man has to do that live with the wife in between is bring an Oshem Toli. That's whenever you did a Suffolk, a doubtful Avera, you have to bring an Oshem Toli. V'yimla Yomus. If the husband does not die, then bechatas vaday. Then for sure she was not a grusha. Like if the husband does not eventually die, I don't know what that means. Eventually doesn't die, unless it means from this sickness. It means. I mean, the guy mitam, the guy is sick. Does it mean he gets well from this sickness? It means. Now, he gets up from this sickness. So then for sure the get is no good. He only gave his wife a get because he's sick now and he thinks he's going to die from this sickness. But it's not to say he gets well. So then for sure the get is no good. So then for sure the man that lived with the wife in between, for sure is chayiv echatas. Just if the husband does eventually die from this sickness,
then that's Rav Yosef Chiddush. That we have to look at the time when the man did the actual Aveira. At the time when he lived with the wife, at that second, it was doubtful if the husband's going to die the next minute or not. So we can't say did of Ad Aveira right now. So if you look at that minute itself, at the time when he did it, it's a doubtful Aveira. Therefore, all his Aveira, all the Einish he gets, the punishment he gets, is that he has to bring an Ashram Toli. So that's Rav Yosef Chiddush.
The Chomarim, the Chom say though, Migureshes v'yena Migureshes. Then what? It's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk whether she's Migureshes or not. Ovavat sheyomis. But our Koparim, it has to be like we said, or provided that the husband does die from that sickness, and not if he gets up. So Rashi says, Migureshes v'yena Migureshes ovavat sheyomis. V'yena namik Rav Yosef. That's also like Rav Yosef Shita. To Maisi Yoshim Toli, it's a doubtful. The Sveika Mishavila. The Chom says it's also called a Suffolk. The Kavma Farish Mazani Kivanel, the Gemara is explaining this, so what's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi? Why does Rabbi Yosi say Bilos Sofik? And why does the Chachamim say Loshna Megureshes Venom Megureshes? So Kitzur, there are three ways to look at this Inyan. When the husband gives his wife a gift and he says, Areza Gitcha, and it should be Shoachas, when I'm still alive, so the get should only be, like right before he dies, what does he mean to say? Reb Meir says, he meant to say that the get should be chal as soon as he gives it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the get for sure is only chal the minute before he dies. And Rabbi Yosi says, it's doubtful every minute in between, maybe since he may die the next minute, we look at each minute in between as if it's a suffix, ma'is aveira. So those are three ways to look at this. Alright, turn over. So Mar says now, if so, ma'yika ben the Rabbi the Rabbi Yosi, what's the difference between Rav Meir Shita and Rav Yosi Shita? Like Rav Meir says, for sure she's a grusha. And Rav Yosi says it's a doubtful. Am Rav Yechon Oshem Toli Yikibinayu. That the Rav Meir loy maisi Oshem Toli. According to Rav Meir, for sure she's a grusha. Because according to Rav Meir, when the husband gave her the get now, what he meant to say is that if he dies from this sickness, he wants the get to be chafim right now. So if he ends up dying from this sickness, the get was chal at the time when he gave it to his wife, and therefore the man, the new man that lived with this wife, is potter, doesn't have to bring anything. He does not even have to bring an Ashram Toli. But the Rabbi Yosi is not like that. It's not the pshat the husband meant to say the get should be chal from now when he's giving it to his wife, but he only meant to say the get should be chal a minute before he dies. So therefore, when the new man lives with the wife, it's a doubtful that minute if the husband's going to die the next minute or not. So therefore it's called the doubtful Aveira, Maisi Yashem Toli. That man has to bring an Ashram Toli. That what is also, it's a doubtful Gerushin at that minute when the man lives with the wife, it's a doubtful whether the get was good or not. So Gemara asks if so, Chacham Hainu Rabbi Yosi. Chacham must say the same story as Rabbi Yosi, because he has to bring an Ashram Toli. It's doubtful that minute whether she's called Megureshes or not. Gemara says, true, but there's a difference whether you hold from Rav Zeira's halacha or not. What's that? The Yom Rav Zeira, Yom Rav Abar Yimayo, Yom HaShmuel, Komo, Kom Shon HaChomim, Megureshes Reina Megureshes. Whenever the Chom say this Lashon, that she's Megureshes and she's not, and there's a Lashon like this, a Sofa Gershon, halacha is, Bailo Chayim Mezoinesel. When a Sofa, a Koponim, the husband has to give him a Zoinus. The husband has to feed her in between. So that's the difference. According to Rabbi Yosi, since there's a doubt every minute that maybe the husband will die the next minute, so maybe right now the get is really chal, so husband does not have to give his wife food. He's not mechuyav to feed her. It's a doubtful whether she's his wife or not. He doesn't have to feed him in hasafik. And according to Chum, no. The Chum says, Lashon Megureshes, V'enu Megureshes, since up until now we had a cheskas chiyav, that up until now we know she wasn't, you were married to her. So up until now you had a chiyuv to support your wife. Now you have a doubt whether the get is good or not to take away your chiyuv. Nothing doing. When I stop it, you still have to feed your wife. So that's the difference. Even though the chum also consider she is suffolk whether the get is chal or not, but the difference is that the shayin is if your wife has a suffolk get, does the husband have to feed his wife or not? According to chumim, yes. Since there's a vade chiyuv to feed your wife, you have to bring a vade raya. Your potter. And Rabbi Yosi yells, no, this is called the good suffix. When a suffix does not have to feed his wife. Mishnah Raita. What about somebody gives a get to his wife and says, I raise the git from Menashe Titnali Masayim Zuz. I'm giving you this get, but on the condition that you give me back $200. So Mishnah says, I raise the Megreshes, the get is good, Vititain, but she has to give. We'll soon see what that means, she has to give the money. What about if the husband says like this, Al Menashe Titnali Mikan Vyashleshim Yain. I'm giving you the get now on a condition that you give me $200 from now within 30 days. So Loch was like this, that Im Nosna Labatech Toshim Yom Megreshes. If she gives the money within the 30 days, the get is Chal. V'yam Lav and Megreshes. If she does not come up with the money within 30 days, then the get for sure is not Chal. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Maise B'tzidon, happened a story in his city, Tzidon, B'yechum with one man, Shomel Ishta. He said to his wife like this, Hareza Gitcha, I'm giving you a get. Al Menashe Titnuli Itzdalisi. Al Menashe, to give me back my robe. I'm giving you a get, but only on the condition that you give me back the robe. And then what happened is, V'ovde Itzdalisi, she lost his robe. So she can't give it back now. So is the get good or not? For Yarmicham, Mecham said, Yishno, Titan Lo Yestamel. She has the right to pay the value of the robe back to the husband, and again, then the get could still be good. Even though the husband said, I'm only giving you the get, I'm not sure, give me the robe. So Chum said, the husband has not made akhtodo, dafka, the robe. So the husband means to agree that in the case the robe got lost, or got burnt, that you don't have it anymore, then he'll also be masking to take the value, the money of the robe. More so like this. Mind the teaching. What does the first part of the Mishnah mean? That if a man gives his wife a get and tells her condition, I'm not, shetitli mosayim zuz. I'm giving you the get on the condition to give me back $200. So the Mishnah says she has to give it. What does it mean she has to give it? In other words, is the get really chal now, just on the tanai that she gives the money? Or is the get only chal when she gives the money? We'll soon see what the difference is. So it's a machloikis. Kriafunu ama vihitite. Just means it's a condition. The get really should be chal now. Just as a condition that she has to give the money. She has to give the money. Kriabudu aimano likishatite. The get is only chal when she pays up the $200. So Mora says, my b'nai, what's the difference? According to both of them, until really the husband gets the $200, the get is not really chal. Because there's a condition, according to Rav Huna, she has to pay up. So what's the difference if it's only a condition or not? So Mora says, yes, there's a big difference. What's going to be like this? So the husband, true, gave the get to his wife today, and the next day, she ripped it. Oish Ovda, she lost the get. And then she goes and pays them off $200 the next day later. What's the halacha? Rav Huna v'hititein. Rav Huna learns that when the husband first gave the get to his wife, that was the good ma'isa get. The sinas get took place already. Even though the get is lost afterwards, doesn't make a difference. It is only a condition involved that she has to pay the $200. So very good, v'hititein. Let her give the money, and therefore, in the sricha, men get sheni, she does not need a second get. Even though the get was ripped up, because the mice and the sin of the get was chal right away. But Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda Amar likashatitein, that the get is only chal when the wife first pays you the $200. Therefore, in this case, if the get was ripped up or lost before she paid, so the get was never chal. If so, Sri Chamenu get sheni, she has to receive a second get, because the get is only chal when she gives the money. When she gave the money, she doesn't have the get anymore. So the get can't be chal. That's the machlokes. When the husband says, Al menas, shetitli mosayim zuz, is al menas just like added condition, an added tanai, but the get is really the maisa nesina right now? Or else, no, he made that the whole maisa nesina is not chal until she gives it to 200. Mosa do tanan nami grabi kedushin kia gavna. We learn the same type of machlokes by kedushin. It's not, we learned in Gemara Kedushin, Hoi Melisha. Somebody says to a lady, Harayat Mekadeshus Leyam, here's a ring, I'm marrying you, Al Manash Shetin Lecho Masayim Zuz. Al Manash, that I should give you $200. Is a Rayim Mekadeshus, the Kedushin is Chal, V'yitain, the husband has to give it $200. That's the Mishnah says. Now, V'yitma, we learned over there also, My V'yitain, what does it mean the husband has to give? Ravunu Amma, V'hu Yitain, it's a condition, Stama Tanai, he should give $200. We have Yudhuay Malikisha Yitaino. The Kedushin is only Chal when he gives it $200. And there also we said, my B'nai, what's the difference? The same thing. What's going to be if she accepted Kedushin from somebody else?
another man in between came and married and she accepted the condition. Means Tanai Biyamahu. It's only a Tanai, just a condition. Mikayim, Tanai, whenever the husband, the first husband, gives her the wife, the Yozla, it's very good. And therefore the second Kedushin is not Chal, because the first Kedushin was Chal first. We have Yudu Amano Likashi Yitain. That means Lechiyoyev Lohudi Yavi Kedushin. That when is the first Kedushin Chal? Only when he gives her $200. Therefore, if before he gave it to her, somebody else married her, so she's married to the second man. Hashtali heavy kedushin, the kedushin is no good because she's already married to the second man. So Gemara says, "Otzrich, I need this machlokes both places here by gerushin and there by kedushin." The yashminigah by kedushin, I already learned over there by kedushin. B'hol kamar Rav Huna v'yitem was Rav Huna says only tonight. Mishum l'koray v'kasi. When a guy goes to marry her, he means to marry in all cases. After I say I'll give you 200, it's only a condition. Maybe when you're giving your wife a get, you come to throw away. Maybe there Rav Huna agrees that until he gets the $200, he does not want the get to be a get at all. Since he's getting rid of her, he wants to make sure first he gets his money. So that's why I need Rav Huna to tell me even by gerushin. Now if so, let Rav Huna just say by gerushin. I would have said, only there Rav Huna said to say that it's only a Tanai. If she gives the get. Why? Because there we say for sure he's not embarrassed to ask for the money. So for sure he knows he'll get his money, therefore it's only in Kedushin. But by Kedushin, when she's first getting married to him, and here he said a Kedushin, I give you 200. So maybe there I would have thought to say she has no das to get married until she really receives the 200. Because before that, she's like embarrassed to ask for the money. So maybe she really thinks, I don't want to get married to him until he really gives me the money. Aim a modular Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that the Kedushin is not Chal until he really pays the $200. Kamashmla no, but by Kedushin also, when the husband and she both agree that the Maisa Kedushin is when I give you the ring right now. And after there's a Kedushin, I have to give you $200, that's Talmud Kedushin. V'yashmina gabi kedushin, v'okam Rav Yehuda l'kashiyitin. Maybe one of the Rav Yehuda said when he gives it, v'shun l'ksifu l'mitzvah, this farah, because she's embarrassed to ask for the money. Ava gabi gerushin l'ksifu l'mitzvah, while a gerushin, when they get rid of one another, they're not embarrassed, they're to ask one another for the money, and more than Rav Huna. Maybe he would greet Rav Huna that the gerushin is chal really from right now. That's why I need the chiddush even by gerushin. I v'yashmina gabi gerushin, maybe v'okam Rav Yehuda l'kashiyitin, when he give the money. Why? Mishum rechayka kasi, getting rid of her. Avagabi kedushin or kreva kasi, modal Rav Huna. Maybe greets Rav Huna that you mean to make the kedushin right now and only tonight. Tzricha. That's why I need this machlokes both places by kedushin and by gershin, that they both stick to their svaris both places. Rav Huna always says that you mean to make the maisa right now, and the money is tama tonight whenever you get around to give the money. And Rav Yehuda says no, that the maisa is the whole kedushin or the whole gershin is first chal when you actually give the money and not before. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the fine down Amar Aleph. Again, in the middle of the machlokes is between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. When the Mishnah says Hareze Gitcha Menashe Titnu Li Mosayim Zuz, so the Mishnah says Vetita and she has to give it. So Rav Huna says that it's only Stama Tanai Bialma, but really the get is called the get right away. And Rav Yehuda says, no, look at Shatitain, that the get is first Chal when she pays the $200. And we said the difference was if the get gets lost or gets ripped up in between, that according to Rav Huna, the get is still good. Because when he gave it to her, it was called the Maisa Nesin as a get. And according to Rav Yehuda, no, nothing doing. The get is not called the Maisa get, it's not called the Chalais get until she gives the 200. So if the get was lost or got ripped up before she gave the 200, the get is not Chal. So this Gemara says like this. Meisve, have a kasha. An 8 lines in the bottom. Meisve. It says, Hareze gitcho, al menah, shetitin limosayim zuz. If the husband gives the get to his wife and tells, I'm giving you the get, but al menah, on a condition, that you give me $200, so it says clearly, afa pisha nikra haget, even though the get was ripped up in between, oisha never the rel she lost it, mugareshes, still she's mugareshes. This is a clear proof to Rav Huna. Oliacha loitinosa yashetitain. but to somebody else she should not remarry until she first gives the $200. Because that's a tenai, and as we're afraid, maybe she won't give the money, then the get is no good. But Enechanami, once she gives the money, it's like the Maisa Gershon was from all the way before, or approved Rav Huna. Vaitanya, also we learned like this, that if the husband says, Areze gitcho amanashe titnu li masayim zuz. Here's your get on a condition that you give me $200. Umeis, and then the husband dies. So it sounds like this. Nosno, if she already gave the money before he died, so then we say the get is a good get, and therefore ain't it's kukuliyavim. She does not fall now to yibum, because the get was a good get. But what about loy nosno? Let's say she did not manage to give him the money before he died. So then we say it's kukuliyavim. Then the get is not chal, because it was a tenai. The get is only good if she gives him 200. And there that he died first, she never gave him 200, the get's not a get. Therefore, she falls to Yibam. On this, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer, no, noisenes li oviv or li yochiv. Even though the husband died, so what? Still, she has the right to give the $200, either to the husband's father, or to his brother, or li echad min akrevim, or else to one of the krevim. So you see, clearly, even though she gives the money after he died, still we say the get before was a good get. So again, this is a proof to Rav Huna, that when he first gave the get, that was the maisa haget. It's only a condition bi'alma stama tanai that she has to pay the 200. So even if she gives the 200 after Misa, still it's called a good get. So Gemara says, Ad kan up until now, loy pligi, there's only a machlokes to the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, ela demasov alivul or liyoshai. You know what the Tanakam says, that when he dies, she can't give the money to the Yoshim, the get is no good. Only because what the husband meant was, I'm giving you the get, I'm going to ask you give me 200. So me means to me and not to my Yorshim. Umasav, Reb Shimon says no. Umasav, Alivia, Afilu Yorshai. That when the husband said, give it to me 200, he meant to include even his Yorshim also. That's the Machlekes. But the Kuliyama, both of them agree, Miyu, that Tanoi Heve, it's only a Tanai. In other words, like as long as the money gets to the husband, the get from before was a good get, it's a proof to Rav Huna. Zumar says, Tiyufta the Rav Yehuda. If so, it's a question against Rav Yehuda. But if Yehuda says, no, the get is not a good get until she gives the money. So then how could she give the money to the Yorshim if he already died? How could the get first be chal after he died? So Gemara says, Omolach Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda will answer back like this. Ha'amani Rebbe. I'll tell you, these prices go according to Rebbe Shita. What does Rebbe mean? Tiyoma Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. Rav Huna said over the name of Rebbe. That koloi mer almenas kiyoma miachshav dami. If you say the Lashon of Almanas, like here, he gave a get to his wife and said, I raise a get to Almanas, on the condition that he give me 200. So according to Rebbe, for sure, the get is Chalam Afreya. Therefore, according to Rebbe, for sure, it's only a Tanai B'Alma. But Rebbe Yehuda is going according to the Rabbanan Shita. O Pligi Rabbanan Olei, and the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe. They hold Almanas is not Ki'oyme Miyach Shavdam. It's not like you said the get should be good right now when I'm giving it to you. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, we are not the Yamik Rabbonin. I'm going according to the Rabbonin Shita. So even though the husband gave the get to his wife and his son Almanas, that you give me 200, when is the get Chal? First, when she gives the 200. But before that, the get is nothing. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to the Rabbonin, if you do not say Almanas, is Kimayach Shavdomi, so Almanas just means that the get is whenever you give the $200. The Yom Rabzera said, Kievini Bavovil, when I was in Bavil, Amrinan, they used to say there, Hod the Yom Rav Huna Marebi. That's what Rav Huna said over the name of Rebbe. That Koloi Mer Almanas. Kievini Akshav Domi. Whoever gives a get and says Almanas. He meant to say, like, right now the get should be good. Just with the condition you have to give me the 200. It's Pligi Rabbonin Olei. That Rabzera said also, the Rabbonin true argue on Rebbe. But Kisaliki, Reb Zera says, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, though, Ashkachte le Reb Asi, I found Reb Asi, the Yosef, he was sitting in the corner and saying over Mishmei the Reb Yechanon, that Hakol Moedim, that Reb Yechanon was saying over, everybody agrees, that Boi Ma'al Menas, Kiyem Ha'miach Shev Domi, that everybody agrees, even the Rabbonin agreed to Rebbe, that when you give the get and you say clearly, Al Menas, Shetitli Masayim Zuz, that means that the get should be good right now. Providing that you give 200 later, then to get the schal from right now. Everybody agrees like that. Lenechluka, where the Rabbanan Avya, where is the Machlekes? Ela b'mahayoyim uliyachamisa. Only when the husband says he gives a get to his wife, and he said this get should be mehayoyim uliyachamisa. There's a question of ma'ikr, is the word mehayoyim, he meant to say the get should be good today, and it's only a tonight? Or else no, he meant the ikr liyachamisa. But when you say al menas, Rabbi Yochanan holds everybody agrees it's kam yachshav dami. And that would be not like Rabbi Yehuda then. But the more of a tanya in a